Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, April 5th, the moon remains in Cancer, reaching its first quarter phase. This marks a turning point where momentum builds and we begin to see the first challenges and adjustments needed to sustain the intentions set during the new moon. Cancer's emotional and protective energy blends with the drive of the first quarter phase, urging us to move forward while ensuring that we feel secure in our choices. This is a day to balance action with intuition, to push forward while honoring your emotional needs. Aries. Emotional matters take precedence as the Cancer moon in your fourth house urges you to strengthen your inner foundations. If something feels unstable in your home life or personal relationships, now is the time to address it. Moving forward requires a solid base. Make sure yours is secure. Taurus. The Cancer moon in your third house heightens your emotional intelligence and strengthens your communication skills. Conversation today may carry a deeper meaning, and your words can provide comfort to those who need it. If something important needs to be said, let it come from the heart. Gemini. The first quarter moon in your second house pushes you to take action regarding your financial or emotional security. If you've been hesitant about making an important decision, now is the time to trust your instincts and commit to the path that feels most stable. Cancer. With the first quarter moon in your sign, you are at a personal turning point. A choice, a shift in direction, or a moment of clarity could arise today, pushing you to move beyond past limitations. Honor your emotion, but don't let them hold you back. This is your time to step forward. Leo. The Cancer moon in your 12th house urges you to slow down and reflect before taking major action. You are preparing for something bigger. But first, you must let go of what no longer serves you. Pay attention to dreams, intuition, and subtle messages today. Virgo. With the Cancer moon in your 11th house, emotions may surface in friendships or group settings. You may feel drawn to reconnect with those who offer emotional support or align with your long-term vision. Let go of relationships that no longer feel in harmony with your growth. Libra. The first quarter moon in your 10th house pushes you to take initiative in your professional life. You may feel a need to balance emotional fulfillment with ambition. If your career path doesn't align with your deeper needs, today is a day to start making adjustments. Scorpio. The Cancer moon in your 9th house urges you to trust your intuition when it comes to seeking knowledge and new experiences. Whether through travel, study, or deep conversation, you are being guided towards something that will expand your perspective in profound ways. Sagittarius. The first quarter moon in your 8th house brings emotional depth and possibly a moment of inner transformation. Whether in intimate relationships, financial matters, or psychological shifts, something is calling for your attention. Facing what is hidden will bring clarity. Capricorn. The Cancer moon in your 7th house encourages deeper connection in relationships. If there is an emotional imbalance, today is the time to address it. Be honest about your needs and listen to what others require from you as well. True partnership is built on mutual understanding. Aquarius. The first quarter moon in your 6th house highlights your daily routines and well-being. Are your habits supporting your growth? This is a good time to adjust your schedule, introduce healthier habits, or make changes that will bring greater emotional and physical stability. Pisces. With the Cancer moon in your 5th house, today is a reminder that creativity and emotional expression are deeply connected. Whether through art, romance, or simply engaging in something that brings you joy, let yourself feel deeply and create from that space. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.